The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
Hello, this is show number 70 of the Lesbian Mafia. I'm Sandy, and my concern today is, I don't know, I've been doing a lot of thinking about this, and I don't think that my mother's attracted to me anymore. I've been trying to spice it up in the bedroom, and I don't know if I'm doing it for her anymore. What the hell kind of shit is that? So I know the lesbians don't like that joke. I know. That's okay. I mean, you can't categorize lesbians because there are all kinds of lesbians, and sometimes I wonder, like, so many women act like only children, you know? They act like they're only children, as if you've never been exposed to people who are different, you know, especially within the lesbian. Is there a lesbian community? I don't know. People say there is, but to me, that's a little bit like a Sasquatch or a Bigfoot. Does it exist? You don't really know. Is there a lesbian community? Maybe there is, but online there clearly are a lot of lesbians, and I just find that it shocks me when people are shocked that you possibly could have a different opinion than them on something or other. It's like they're appalled. It's like they're, you know, personally offended, you know, especially with politics, whatever. You know, I don't care anymore. I don't care. I will pick up an egg and throw it at the wall. I don't care. I'll do it. You know that we're edgy and racy here, but it's just me. You just have me today. And I hope that will suffice. I have the niece and nephew around for the summer, so it's easier for me to just, you know, grab the phone or go over to the computer and type something really quick while I'm in the mix doing things. And but, you know, I really wish that I could post bi-monthly. I always say bi-weekly when I mean bi-monthly, but I really wish that I could post a show bi-monthly at the very least and keep the website active. But it's just the summer, you know. It's very difficult, and it's just difficult period for me to do it anyway. And what are you gonna do, you know? Am I boring you to death? Probably. I just keep seeing Mel Gibson on Twitter. I don't even read it. I don't care. Is it antisocial that I can't stand celebrities? Is that antisocial that I think they're the dumbest people alive? And then people, you know, worship these people. Like, this is why, you know, I understand why people don't let their kids watch TV. Because if I had kids, they would be watching maybe a half an hour of TV a day. If that. You know, you don't want them to be out of touch and weird, you know. But they would not be watching much TV. I can guarantee you that. Because it's like, you know, they look up to people who are essentially stupid. I'm sorry. But most 99% of celebrities are dumbasses. That's just the way it is. I mean, I don't know if people have gotten that. Now people can get mad at me for, no, they're not old, stupid. Just like when those teenagers, they get mad at me when I talk about Eminem. Don't talk about Eminem. And then the lesbians, they love Eminem. What do you think? You're a tough guy that you listen to Eminem? That you're a lesbian that listens to Eminem? Eminem is a fucking jackass. He's always been a jackass, and he'll die a jackass. Don't try to pretend that these people are anything but what they are. Stupid asses. Save for maybe if there's, what, 3,000? Because now everyone, you know, they call everyone a celebrity now. So let's say there's 5,000 celebrities. Who knows? It's probably even more. Let's say there's 5,000 celebrities that they say is a celebrity. So let's say at least 99% of them are fucking buffoons. Because what type of person really wants to be that? A fucking moron. A moron. Anyway, like I said, save for 1%. So if there's 5,000 of these schmucks, 1% or not, okay, fine. And those 1%, I probably like them. So, you know. Am I preaching? Am I being preachy? I don't care. I use organic lotion. You know, everyone's a morality teacher. People want to tell me, like Victoria Green, that I'm a bad person because I'm not a vegetarian. Victoria, have you walked a mile in my shoes? I'm not good enough to talk to? You know, is that what it's all about? Is that what it's come down to in the lesbian community? If you're not a vegan, people won't talk to you anymore? I don't think it's right. What I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, just change my diet altogether. I'm just going to eat grain. And then when I'm in the hospital, you know, because now everybody thinks everything's great with healthcare. I'm not going to start. You're not going to get me started. Now that everybody thinks that they got something for free, that they didn't gouge it from the next guy, because your government loves you and gives you free things. When I'm in the hospital, I want you to pay my hospital bill, and I want you to come there and save my life. I want you to do like Jesus did. I want you to touch me and heal me. Touch me. I want to feel your body. Like Sam Fox said, she's on Twitter, by the way, which I find to be thrilling, because I think the 80s was probably the funnest time in pop. That's when pop culture was fun. You know, the 60s had their own thing. The 70s had their own thing. Even the 90s had their own thing. 2000 had nothing. But, you know, the 80s really was a very special time. If you were lucky enough to be around, you know that the 80s, there was a certain magic from the 80s that it's just totally gone. And it's getting worse, frankly. So Miley Cyrus is, she's not going to be doing her show anymore. I guess this is either her last season or it was the last season. And then now automatically she goes and she makes this very adult video, which is so confusing to kids. I mean, you know, you understand why she's doing it, whatever her career reasons are doing it, fine. But it's just, it's very confusing for kids to see these people for 6-7 years in one way, and then all of a sudden they turn from a child into a vampy, slutty vixen. You know, that's, it's just really confusing. And I think it's confusing even for little boys, frankly. The TV is so good because there are times that you need free time, and kids are a fucking handful. It's just the way it goes. They need constant attention. And when they're small, every, you know, after like 5, you don't have to watch everything they do, because like before they turn 5, every other minute they're doing something life-threatening that can kill them. Literally can kill them or do permanent life. It's, I don't understand how people even survive raising one child. What kind of crazy person wants to have more than 2 kids is beyond me. You have to be, we're going to have a heart-to-heart here. You have to be out of your fucking mind to want more than 2 kids. What kind of masochist? Every other minute they're doing something life-threatening. God forbid you leave even a glass in the wrong place. Everyone can end up in emergency all night long. Like, just the thoughts. You know what could happen. You know, it's just amazing to me. Who? I don't understand these lesbians. Who? I don't want to talk about Melissa Etheridge and Tammy. I really don't want to talk about it. But I just, I cannot believe how juicy that breakup is. It's just, I don't want to talk about it because I probably don't have anything nice to say other than you can be shit for sure. If I was somebody's wife for whatever, 7, 8, 9 years, and I wasn't working and I was taking care of the house and the kids and this and that, you can be shit for sure. I'm getting some fucking palimony. I don't know how it goes with marriage now. With gay people. I don't know how that works. And if it was the other way around, if I was out there and doing my thing and I had a woman at home taking care of everything and raising my children, and I'm just assuming for it to be this disgusting between, I mean, how, look, I don't want to really talk about them. Sometimes I don't even know what to talk about anymore, because I just feel like, what if somebody hears it? And I don't understand. It's like, what? I don't understand. Why is it lesbians don't deserve alimony when they take those same traditional roles? All of a sudden, there's supposed to be this feminazi view about alimony. Like, it's not a job. Anyone who's been around kids for any period of time understands there is no work, like work, when you're with kids. There's a reason why traditionally mothers are looked upon the way they are, and why, you know, it has a lot to do with their station in life. You know, traditionally, the way it's been, I'm just talking about traditionally, it's a job. It's a full fucking time job. What do you think? It's not a job. and you're supposed to be treated like a dog and thrown out in the street. That's disgusting. I'm sorry. First of all, and I hate to say this, I really do hate to, you know, be fucked up. Is once I saw Melissa Etheridge on the television telling me that I had to accept Rick Warren. I'm sorry. And she's a breast cancer survivor. That's the only reason why I haven't said anything up to this point. But I think she's past the 5 years mark, so she's doing all right. But I'm sorry, Melissa. When you went on the TV everywhere and started preaching to the gay community, talking down, it's like you were talking down to me. I felt like you were talking down to me. You know, well, you're just going to have to get you. That includes Rick Warren, too. Excuse you. Who are you? This is what I mean about celebrity, is that, you know, these people, I'm really biting my tongue. You're going to tell me I have to, are you for real? So if I had kids of my own, I would not let them get attached to celebrities that they have no idea what's really going on in their head or who they are. You know, there's enough disappointment that you'll get in life from people in your real life, never mind people on TV, you know? But, you know, you have people that are freaking crazy. You know, I love Woody Allen. I'm a huge Woody. I don't know if he's 30, 40 films. I've seen every single thing that Woody Allen has ever done. And then I find out he's a fucking pedophile, marries his daughter. So give me a break. And when they were rallying for Clinton, I was still a little bit young. So I was a little young. And I really didn't fully grasp politically that you can think one way for 5 years and find out that it was all bullshit. Your entire life philosophy can go down the drain, which is why it doesn't make any sense to invest so much energy politically. You know, you do what you have to do. You support things that you believe in. But to really put your heart and soul in politics is ridiculous because it's all bullshit. It's all smoke and mirrors. All of it is, because nobody understands what the fuck is going on, because the system is collapsing. People are understanding that Republican, Democrat, that it's all bullshit. People are finally starting to get that. So, you know, people are infiltrating certain movements and trying to change them, which, you know, sometimes it's good temporarily, but ultimately it's a bullshit belief system that people are buying into. You can think that you know something and your opinion is so strong on it, and all that has to be done is someone has to ask you one good question. When you speak to people who agree and think the same exact way you do, of course, you're never going to be challenged. Everyone's going to rub each other's backs. And I know you're right. And this is another reason why you're right. Oh, here's another reason why you're so great and you're so right. See, but when you expose yourself to people who are different and you're open to ideas, even if you disagree, you stay open and you at least listen. I mean, good God. Good Jesus. You know, so is it that you believe or is it that you want to believe? Your entire foundation can crumble with one good question. At least know whenever you have an opinion that your opinion is based on what you know now, and that there is probably a lot that you don't know. Probably. No one even knows what the fuck a lesbian is anymore. Even lesbians don't know what a lesbian is anymore. And I'll just tell you here in case anyone's confused, because every time I talk about it, there seems to be confusion. I'm shooting from the hip here. Lesbians don't fuck men. How about that? And if you fuck men, you're not a lesbian. How's that? It's pretty fucking simple. It is. There isn't any confusion. Oh, the labels. We don't like labels. If you don't want labels, that's fine. But you can't go to the store and buy a silver can and know what the fuck you're buying. You have to put a fucking label on it to know, oh, that is a can of whatever, fucking pineapples. You know, at some point, you can't be walking around blind. You need to know what you are to some degree. particularly when you're fighting for rights, because you can't fight for rights for someone that doesn't exist. So you have to exist as something in a continuum to some degree. You have to exist, because it's going to be really hard to lobby for rights for something that doesn't exist. So me, myself, I exist. I'm a lesbian. I don't sleep with men. And there's no confusion there. There's no confusion. I think boys are cute, just like anybody else. Some of them are really hot and sexy and this. But when it comes down to it, I do not sleep with men. That is because I'm a lesbian, okay? So it's pretty simple. You could fight with me and tell me that some lesbians sleep with men. No, you're wrong. They don't. If a woman is sleeping with men, she's not a lesbian. I'm not saying everything is black and white. But when it comes down to it, things are pretty fucking simple. They are pretty simple. They don't have to be complicated, because this community loves to make things fucking complicated when they're not. Okay. Okay. So, this is just a little bit of an add-on here. Someone just tweeted about this movie. The kids are all right. Etc. Etc. Going to pretend that I'm not overly emotional right now, and that my blood pressure isn't through the roof so bad that my left leg is tingling. A little like Chris Matthews. My leg is tingling. I feel like I could grind my teeth down to their gums right now. That is how furious I am. What does this tweet say? Kids are all right. I don't know. I'm just going to elaborate a little further here, because apparently it probably needs to be said. I don't know why, but I find myself feeling like I'm playing the role of a fucking dictionary. Lesbians, okay, we're going to say this again. Hi. Lesbians, when they have affairs, because they do, they don't do it with men. I feel crazy right now, because these motherfuckers are trying to this is a conspiracy. They're trying to drive me fucking crazy. Well, I already am crazy, but if I go any more fucking crazy, then you're all fucked. Because I'm telling you right now, if these motherfuckers crack me, and I'm really hard to crack, I've been through a lot and I haven't cracked, if I fucking crack, the rest of you are going to hell in a handbasket. I'm telling you right now, I'm a little emotional. Let me explain something to you. Just like remember Queer as Folk? What a great series Queer as Folk was. And then the dumb bitch in that fucking show, she ends up fucking a man. And then she tells that guy, what's his name? Gail? I don't know, a man with the name Gail. I don't know. I can't remember his name. The one that was supposed to be good looking in that show. Whatever. And then he said to her, oh, well, everybody craves the cock, even lesbians. You know, like, what planet? Was I dropped off on the wrong planet? Tell me, was I dropped off on the wrong fucking planet? What the fuck is wrong with people? If she's with a woman and she's in a relationship for 10 years or whatever, and then she goes and she has an affair with a man, that means she's bisexual. Lesbians don't fuck men. And I've tweeted about this, that the new meme is, oh, there's a fluidity. Everyone's gonna fucking learn right now what a fucking lesbian is. A lesbian does not fuck men. It's that fucking simple, period. And just because she's kissing a woman or she's going out with a woman for a year, that doesn't mean she's a fucking lesbian. You need to, you know, jump some hoops to be a... You need to prove yourself. Oh, hi, I'm 15. I'm a lesbian. Go fuck yourself. You don't know what the fuck you are at 15. How about waiting? Okay. How about waiting before you jump and start calling yourself things? That has nothing to do with anything. What this is about at this moment is the fact that lesbians do not sleep with men. Only in Hollywood. Stupid morons in Hollywood. Stop supporting straight people. Stop supporting straight Hollywood. Stop supporting celebrities. They're dumb junkies, drug addicts. They have fucking problems. They're all fucked up. They can't run their own fucking lives. They all chop their faces in 100 pieces to look 10 years younger. The shit that they go through just to look 10 years younger. They're a bunch of sluts that sleep around with everybody. I wish, why don't the forest fires ever get to the right place? That's what I want to know. I have to take a sip of water again because I'm parched, because I really feel out of my gourd. I feel out of my gourd right now. Dream Mecca, you should have never sent that to me because I was having a peaceful evening. I was having a peaceful evening. Oh, she's a lesbian that has an affair with a man. What? What? Excuse me? A lesbian that has an affair with a man? Listen, I used to like Julianne Moore, you know, barely. How dare they, just so that they can feel okay with themselves, start rationalizing. These motherfuckers do not give not even a pinky nail's worth of a shit about lesbian, you know, women, their rights. They don't give a fuck. So you want to make your stupid shit-ass movie, don't try to turn it into something because of Prop 8. I don't want to see it because I don't fucking care. How's about that? All I need to know is that the lesbian had an affair with a man in the movie. That's all I need to know. And frankly, I know nothing else about this movie. But that's all I need to know that that movie, I would use the reels of that film. You know what I would use the reels to do? I would use it as a snake to unclog my toilet, if it ever got clogged. I've never had a clogged toilet. But I would shove something down the toilet if I had the reels. If I had access to the reels, I would shove something in the toilet bowl just to block it up so that I could use it as a snake to unclog the toilet. You son of a bitches, all of you, my blood is boiling. Just like Queer as Folk did us a huge fucking favor. Fuck you, Queer as Folk. And fuck you, Will and Grace, with your continuous, constant jokes about lesbians and how they're all ugly, they look like men, they're bulldogs, all these little, you know, well-meaning jokes. They're so well-meaning. You know, like, oh, don't you have a sense of humor? Excuse me, I have a fucking sense of humor. You might not be able to tell right now, but I'll make fun of a lesbian before you will. Before any straight person will, I will see the joke in something lesbian before any of them will, okay? And God forbid you make a joke about a bisexual, all of a sudden, now you're a bad person. Or you make a joke about anyone. You're allowed to make, everyone is allowed to make fun of lesbians. That's okay. And if you get upset, oh, well, then you're just a lesbian with no sense of humor, you know? But God for fucking bid you make a joke about anything else. God for fucking bid. Bisexuals or trans or this, everybody's a fucking, oh my God, oh, how dare you. And all through Christmas, I don't know how many seasons that show was. I don't know how many, every show almost, there was some kind of slight towards a lesbian, some kind of joke towards a lesbian. Oh, have a sense of humor, have a sense of humor. Fuck you all. If they, you know, oh, it's just a light little joke. Oh, when they joke about women and, you know, oh, they smell like fish or their periods or the, be okay with that, you know? Don't be such a bitter lesbian. First of all, the movie's gonna tank because it looks like a piece of shit. That's like going and grabbing slaves from Brazil and making a movie about how the slaves love their slave masters. You know, because the soy industry has created more slaves than anything. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that either right now. But that's like making a movie about how the slaves just love being slaves. They love it. Or going to Bangladesh and they just love making 20 cents an hour. They love it. Let's make a movie about that. You know, and the question is, what do you do? What can you really do when stuff like this happens? What you can do is you can speak out against it, not support it, and call a piece of shit a piece of shit. And I'll support a lesbian flick that sucks before I would go. But, you know, look, the things will get better. It's just, it's a matter of time. And right now is not the greatest time to be a lesbian, a gay person, particularly a lesbian. So that's what I have to say about this movie. Go take a shit. Don't try to act like you're doing something political. Like you're doing something good or political. Please. Because you have some fucking emotional issues with being a lesbian somewhere in the back of your head. So you make some fandangled movie. You make some weird fandangled movie. And then to make it, she has an affair. How dare you? Disgusting degenerates. That's all I have to say to whoever the hell made this stupid movie. Go take a shit. I mean, is this what a person goes to film school for? So what is this woman? She looks like she's in her 40s. This, so that when you're in your 40s, you make a film and then you're a degenerate. The audacity, the disgusting degenerate. Julianne Moore too. Go take a shit. Go take a shit. All of my windows are open. I just want you to know that. And, you know, the houses are not very far away here, so... you know, I don't normally scream like this, like a maniac. It's usually when I tape podcasts that I, you know, sometimes, you know, you act a little crazy, you know. Degenerates, you disgusting pigs. And then you're going to act like, oh, it's nothing, it's no big deal, you know, what we did for, you know, teens and... I hate celebrities. Can you understand that I despise and loathe Hollywood? Why doesn't a fire just fucking zip right straight through that whole area, wherever it is that they all are, wherever it is that the, why doesn't a fire, why does the fire always miss? Why does it always fucking miss? And then you hear, oh, there's an earthquake, there's an earthquake. Why doesn't it happen where they are? I fucking hate all of them. And fuck you, queerest folk. Freak. You also. And I have to be frank, is I've only seen one episode of the new real, I don't know, the L word or something. And I've only seen one episode and it didn't draw me in to keep watching it, you know. But frankly, I find Jersey Shore 10 times more appalling than this show at present. So I can't. It's just so much more offensive to me. I don't know. It's so much more further-fetched, you know, and exploitive. But, you know, I haven't seen the follow-up shows, so I don't know. You know, I find this far more infuriating than maybe a show that, I don't know. I'm not hearing a lot of good things about it, so... And I'm sad to say that, and I don't really, you know, I don't know who listens to this show, so, you know, I'm trying to be a little cautious here, but I'm not hearing a lot of good things about it up to this point, but, you know, from the one show that I'd seen, it could be a lot worse, is what I'm thinking, but, you know, is it something that I'm going to watch? You know, probably not, you know? So I've been rambling, and, you know, sometimes, you know, what did you tune in to hear me scream? I don't know. Maybe you did. I will talk to you soon. I hate that fucking movie. And I'll never see it. And if I ever see Julianne Moore, I will spit where she walks. How's that? I will spit where she walks. Somebody please tell that to her. Please relay this message to her that the lesbian mafia will spit where she... I don't really even know what I'm saying. How's that? I would take her, that red hair... I would take that red hair. If I ever see Julianne Moore, you better cross the street. If you ever see me, Julianne Moore, I will grab you by your red fucking hair. I don't know if those are extensions or what. I will grab you by the red hair on your head because I don't want to know nothing about what goes on below your waist, honey. If I ever see you on the street, Julianne Moore, take this as a threat. I will grab you by your red hair. You hear me? Julianne Moore, I will take you by your right hand. I will wrap your hair around. I'll wrap it around my fist 3 or 4 times. You understand? Understand what I'm going to do to you, Julianne Moore? And I'm gonna spit before where you walk. That's what I'm going to do to you. Julianne Moore, I fucking hate you. You bitch. Bitch. That's what you are, is a bitch. Goodbye. Never stop me. Stop and forget it. Never stop and forget it. Never stop and forget it.